League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Happy Labor Day to all of you listening in. Eventful weekend in the football world and a lot to discuss. Hope people have had great barbecues and have been able to kick back a little bit here with the extended weekend. A lot of brilliant performances this weekend, huge mistakes, controversial VAR, so much that we will remind you of here tonight. We got a lot to talk about from the Champions League draw to Arsenal, Manchester United, Premier League action, La Liga action, Houston Dynamo, 5 games in 14 days. And the Dynamo win 4 of them in all competitions and then go out and draw with the LA Galaxy. They are sitting good. We will talk about what has come good here now in this last 2 weeks here, because the Dynamo now are making believers out of people. And it's pretty simple, because there have been a lot of things put in place that were very, very good. By the way, I just want to remind you again what clear and obvious means. If the VAR believes the referee has obviously misjudged an incident, Manning, it didn't happen how the referee describes, this is grounds for a review and for the decision to be overturned. Keep that in mind tonight, because there was a lot of controversy, VAR, as always, over the course of weekends, but specifically in the Arsenal-Manchester United match. Arsenal had a penalty on Kai Havertz overturned, and United had a goal from Garnacho called back. Sometimes I think VAR is stealing the soul of football. Sometimes I think that. And remember, VAR can be used for goals, penalty calls, direct red cards, and mistaken identity. I know you know this, but it's just kind of a reminder. All right, the Messi rock and roll tour continues. Inter Miami go to LAFC. They knock them off 3-1. 2 assists for Lionel Messi. This is like a rock tour. Celebrities everywhere. Gerard Butler, Leonardo DiCaprio, Will Ferrell, Liam Gallagher of Oasis, Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers, Tobey Maguire, Nas, Ed Norton. I mean, we can go on and on. Royals were there. I guess they're Royals. So this is stuff that's over the top here. Now, remember, Lionel Messi came from PSG. And PSG was not a happy time for him over the course of 2 years. Neymar has come out and spoke about that as well. Now, Neymar is headed to Saudi Arabia. My gut tells me now that if you're headed to Saudi Arabia or you're taking the big money in the Middle East, that's your prerogative. You are also, though, open to the shots of the fact that you are accepting lesser competition. I'm going to say Major League Soccer is better than the Saudi First Division. Hands down. Hands down. Giorgio Chiellini on Inter Miami, and I want to know if you agree with this. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. All right, this is the legendary Italian defender. He's now 39. He's in MLS. He says, quote, this about Inter Miami. The team is the best by far that I have faced in MLS, to be honest. Said the 39-year-old Giorgio Chiellini of LAFC. And then he goes, quote, yeah, by far. Do you agree with that? Inter Miami? It's quite the body of work Lionel Messi's put together. game in and game out. He scores. He sets others up. Every single game he's played, he has produced an indelible moment that is etched in our minds. Whether it's a goal scored, a pass, an idea, his acceleration, his change of direction. You know, it's more than goals and assists. It's this almost indigenous nature-like ability to lull people to sleep and then all of a sudden switch gears in tempo. The ability to change direction, the laser-like accuracy, the ability to thread the eye of a needle like nobody in MLS. So does this make Major League Soccer to you? Yeah, you got people now out there going, oh, you know, they can't defend in MLS. Well, let's not forget, this guy did this in La Liga and leagues all over the world. He chose America. He chose lifestyle. He escaped from the fanatical PSG fans, who, by the way, booed, jeered him after Champions League exits. Takes Argentina to win the World Cup. He's going to win the Ballon d'Or for the eighth time. But then when you go back to the treatment in Paris, that's the difference between the pressure in Europe and over here in our league, where healthy pressure is hopefully growing, but it's minimal. Definitely minimal in Houston. So you have to find other ways to conjure up healthy pressure to drive you forward. Teams need the help of media, but we've talked about that many times on this show. But that fanatical fan that's a nutcase is going to go to your house and yell outside your house. That doesn't exist here. I repeat, no athlete could have come to America to any league, NBA, NFL, MLB, and had this type of influence that Lionel Messi has had on MLS. MLS is not the top soccer league in the world. You have to factor that in. But the global nature of soccer and the fact that, you know, the fact that Messi is playing a sport that's global makes it very different. There's nobody globally that can come from another country to the NBA, MLB, NFL that could create this type of celebrity, excitement, energy, and do it this humbly. I don't think there's any question. All right, we're going to get some sound bites going here. So I want to Guillermo, if you can just pull this from Owen Wilson, the actor who was out in Los Angeles. I mean, the amount of celebrities at this, unbelievable. Now, I do believe some of them really want to be there and they want to watch somebody at the top of their craft. They may not be big soccer fans, but they want to watch. I love watching people who are great at what they do, even if it's not my favorite thing, because it's impressive. I also think a lot of people are there just to get the camera and to boost their own careers. Maybe their agent has said, hey, it's a good idea. Get out to the LAFC game. Let people take pictures of you. There's a lot of that these days. But here's Owen Wilson. So let's hear what Owen had to say.
Well, Messi's my favorite player in the world. So I was so happy when Argentina won the World Cup. And I even met that announcer, you know, the one who did Campeones del Mundo, Argentina, Campeones del Mundo. And he starts crying. And I met him when they announced the MLS USA kickoff. And so I was excited to meet him. But I cannot wait to see Messi in person tonight.
Are you nervous, anxious?
Excited. Yeah, like a little kid on Christmas.
Yeah, Owen's not going to. Why would he be nervous? He's going there to take it in. He's excited. And the announcer he's talking about is one Andreas Cantor. So, you know, Messi delivers again, the assists. It's a 3-1 win. It's a dismantling of the defending MLS Cup champions. And it's a beatdown. And it's got everybody talking. And look, the other thing here that you have to factor in, Inter Miami, David Beckham, everybody involved. Jorge Mas, you know, they just didn't plop him down on this team, right? There was a big plan there. Chris Henderson, who's their head of, their technical director, their sporting director, you know, parlayed a bunch of under 22 initiative places. You bring in Sergio Busquets, Jordi Alba, who are you know, exceptional, have been world-class soccer players. You've got a comfort level there with Lionel Messi. You have a lifestyle that's more comfortable for wife and children, which we don't know a lot of the stuff that goes on in foreign countries when it comes to, you know, putting a family under duress and scaring a family, quite frankly. You know, there's kidnappings, there's all kinds of things. People showing up on your property. I remember a story about the real Ronaldo, the Brazilian Ronaldo, who had a brick thrown through his windshield, I think, on there, or at his windshield, cracked it and smashed it on the way out of a stadium. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, what do you have tonight on Labor Day?
Hey, how's it going, PC?
Yeah, very good. How you doing?
Hey, you kind of just answered like some of my questions right there. I was just kind of confused on why does he have a $3 million security guard that is allowed to be on the pitch anytime the game stops? And I understand that, but is it just because he's from another country? Because we don't have that in, obviously, MLB, NFL, depending on who you are, you're a celebrity, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, this guy, I mean, we've seen the videos, him tackling people on the field, and I get it, but I'm just confused on why only him and not anybody else in the MLS.
Yeah, I think you answered your own question, because he's the most identifiable athlete in the world. He just won the World Cup 7 months ago. He's going to win the award as the best player in Europe, called the Ballon d'Or. And there are people in love with this guy. This guy shows up at a restaurant, tries to go out in Argentina, where he was born, and all of a sudden there's a couple thousand people outside the restaurant. So I think a lot of it's for his security as well. He's a very humble guy. But I think that's why. I also think, you know, the stadium they're in, there is a pretty easy access to get in and around that field as they build their new stadium. But, you know, people adore this guy. And I think it's not only the ridiculous athletic ability and the skill set and all the things that he does, but there's just a humble, almost simply, and he's not naive, believe me, and he's hungry and competitive. We've heard people talk about his competitive nature, including Pep Guardiola. But he does have this wonderful sort of laid-back quality that just makes you think he's going to go home and play soccer with his kids after doing it in front of, you know, thousands upon thousands of people. But he's a global superstar. He's the most identifiable athlete in the world, Kevin. That's the best I can do.
Well, no, and I understand that, and we used to see people run out on the field all the time. He would hug people and everything. Is that just different because we're in America?
Yeah, I think that may not be as acceptable here. But, you know, he elicits a lot of emotion out of people. I mean, he is a legendary, iconic, historic person in the history of the country of Argentina. And double down on that, the history of the sport, right? My producer, Guillermo Lazo Romero, came in tonight with a Lionel Messi jersey on, the Argentina number 10. So it resonates. He resonates with every ethnicity, every creed, every gender. The guy is attractive in so many ways when it comes to his talent, the way he handles himself, his likability factor. It's different. And I've said it before. Thank God we got him as opposed to Neymar and Ronaldo, who went to Saudi Arabia. Thank God we got Messi, because Messi will forever go down as helping platform MLS again. So that's it.
Last question. Do you think we'll ever see him here play the Houston Dynamo?
Well, hopefully next year if he's on the schedule. But look, the Dynamo got all the way to the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. So we're going to see the Dynamo on September 27th play against Lionel Messi and Inter Miami for this thing called the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, which is equivalent to the FA Cup in England. It's a separate competition, but both the teams got to the final. And the Dynamo are going to have a huge moment to be illuminated globally, playing against Lionel Messi and Inter Miami for a title and for a cup. So that's going to happen September 27th. So if you want to fly down to Miami and then drive up to Fort Lauderdale, you can see it in person. You might have to pay $700 a ticket. All right. So we thank Kevin for that. Going to take a break here. A lot to get after here tonight. This is the Breeders. We're going to go to break. So Quinn Bishop, who heads up Cactus Music, he will be a guest on the show tonight. I'm also going to re-air, because of the Liverpool connection, the Dynamo connection, the fact that he's playing well now and coming back off a serious injury, we'll re-air the Brad Smith interview. But we'll continue on live. We'll take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. Moment here for our presenting sponsor, John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Look, they file more cases than anybody. They're the best. They'll give you a free case review. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys committed to working on you, on your case 24/7. Car, boat, motorcycle, construction, maritime. Maybe you drive an 18-wheeler. I don't know. It's a nervy time, though. If you get in an accident, you need somebody to represent you. That's when you call the Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW. 713-CALL-NOW. Soccer Matters, presented by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. They're bringing soccer talk to the radio. When we come back, Premier League talk. We'll talk about some of the groups in the Champions League that have been produced. And then we will talk some Arsenal, Manchester United. We'll take your phone calls. And then segment three, we're going to hit the Houston Dynamo. Break time.
State your name and power.
I am the Waffler. With my griddle of justice, I bash the enemy.
This
in the head
is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
Odegaard. Corner. It's deflected. Saka. Crowd hushed. It's Declan Rice! Arsenal have won it! And it's Bedlam at the Emirates! Rice engulfed! What a moment to score your first goal for your new club!
Well, Declan Rice, the big signing for Arsenal, and one Andrew Carlson is very, very happy about that 3-1 win, Arsenal over Manchester United. Interesting game. Arsenal very dominant in that one. And this is Smash Mouth. That's sad what happened to the Smash Mouth song. Yeah. So we're all all-stars today. So Marcus Rashford against the run of the play in the 27th minute. Unreal ball from Christian Eriksen, by the way. And you know Rashford going to his right, off the heavy metal and in. So it's 1-0 against the run of play. Arsenal's a better team in the first half. Mental letdown, Odegaard. 1 minute later, a minute and 14 seconds, I think, and Odegaard ties it up. So off the kickoff, mentally, Manchester United lose it. Martinelli finds Odegaard, and, I mean, he's got a lot of net to look at. So a minute and 15 seconds separates the two goals. What a response. This is going to be a more mature, I think, Arsenal this year after going what they went through last year. So 1-1 at the half, 54th minute, you're getting a little bit more of a push from United. Anthony Martial had a great chance. Ramsdale comes up with the big saves. Bruno threading a couple of good balls. You got a great one-on-one battle going on out wide. Martinelli against Juan Bissaka. By the way, if you want to comment on this, Arsenal fan or Manchester United fan or Premier League fan, 713-780-3776. Then you got the VAR decision in the 61st. Looks like a penalty in real time. There is contact. It gets overturned by VAR. He was sandwiched by Havertz by Juan Bissaka and Casemiro. Honestly, thought the penalty should have stood. 67th minute, Rasmus Højlund enters for Manchester United, throws himself around. A nice start for that young striker, because striker is a position that still remains a bit of a problem. 78th minute, Marcus Rashford, a poor decision in transition. Had people on. Rasmus and Anthony had busted their tails to get in front of the ball and get in a place where they could receive it. And Rashford made a poor decision in the final third. 81st minute, one of my favorite moments of the game. Just an incredible passing sequence. Ultimately, Saka's denied, but it's all stuff in a tight, small area. Then, of course, you got the stoppage time goal from Declan Rice, and then Gabriel Jesus, the game winner, who comes off the bench and adds to it. And, you know, Arsenal fans just go absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. And United in the first half was settling in a bit of a lower block. 20th minute, you saw Ten Hag on the bench just kind of shaking his head. All right, we got some sound from this. Let's go to the opening goal. Marcus Rashford puts Manchester United up 1-0. That's the 27th minute.
And again, with three ahead of him this time. And he's enlisted Rashford. Manchester United on a rare break. Rashford with an angle, and Rashford with the opening goal. Entirely against the run of the play. Arsenal have just had their pocket picked.
But Manchester United would have their pocket picked about a minute later. Martin Odegaard to tie it at one.
And Nketiah. It's Odegaard. It's 1-1. And that is a response.
Boy, that is a killer if you're a manager. You produce that goal against the run of the play. You're hoping for a platform off that, and you fall asleep off the kickoff. And you know, a minute later, it's tied at one. All right, so let's Mikel Arteta on Arsenal's season thus far, the manager of the Gooners, who get the 3-1 win over United.
Yeah, very happy. I think we play four games. We deserve to win four games. It could have been very different, but the margins that we are arriving at the later stages of the game doesn't reflect what the team has done before, you know. And I think there are things that are still in our control that we can do better, and the team will try to progress and evolve in that direction to close games earlier and win them easier.
Yeah, they dominated in the first half. Should have had a pair of goals in that first half. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Arsenal fan, Manchester United fan, where are you? Here's Erik ten Hag. This may surprise you what he says. Here's Erik ten Hag post-match for Manchester
United. But I think there's really a step forward, and I was happy with the performance.
So you think the performance was a big step forward for you?
Absolutely.
In what way? Tell us.
We are more compact. We're very good defending. High block, lower block, everyone was involving, and then we break like the first goal. I think on the ball we were calm, and of course I see definitely also room for improvement, and I see the moment where we can go forward. We missed, I think, some passes forward, but then we even could have hurt them more. But I think all over I'm happy with the performance from the team.
So Erik ten Hag is happy, says it's a big step. Talked about team shape and compactness and pressing and playing together. Now, we also heard before this game that he had called out some of the players for a bit of a lack of professionalism. Garnacho's goal stands, which I believe it should have. I believe the penalty should have, too. I just think VAR is sucking the life out of us. Clear and obvious is what it's supposed to be for. Neither of those to me were clear and obvious. They may be to a guy sitting. It's criminal in some ways, because we knew this was going to happen. We knew it was going to go overboard. We knew it wasn't going to be used simply to enhance. It's going to go overboard, and it's going to be into minutia and micro now. It took away two plays that we one should have standed with Garnacho, and we should have seen somebody go to a penalty spot. No question in my mind. You may disagree. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. So the Garnacho goal, I think his two hairs on his head were in front of people. And then you're going to get all the pictures and everybody, you know, down to the minutia and the different. Don't ruin the game. Don't ruin the game. All right. Son, hat trick. Tottenham, 5-2 over Burnley for those Tottenham fans out there. Here's one of his goals, third one.
Kulusevski was floored off the ball there. Son is in for his hat-trick! A breathtaking hat-trick from Son. And Tottenham hit the high fives. They've all brought in to Ansbor. And it works. It really works.
Boy, Son better be careful. He's going to get J.J. Watt mad, right? Isn't J.J. and Kalia, aren't they, have a little piece of Burnley? Better not get J.J. mad. Son better be watching his back. Okay, Manchester City 5-1 over Fulham, and let me just announce it right now. Barring injury, your leading goal scorer in the league will be Erling Haaland this year. I know we're only four games in. He hits for a hat trick.
Rico Lewis, Gomez again. City are hungry for more. Gomez away from Castagna. Sergio Gomez. Haaland! As sure as night follows day, Erling Haaland scores again for Manchester City. Another hat-trick for Manchester City. He's a force of nature. Unstoppable.
We've been told about his disposition, his focus on professionalism. This kid is young. He hit 40-plus in 39 top-flight matches last year. That was six quicker than Shearer and Cole, who reached the landmark in 45, right? Boy, you just have to wonder, with all the trappings of fame and fortune, how he remains focused. And it's not only him, but it's remarkable. So he's won the treble already. You know, he could probably retire now. Let's go to Jurgen Klopp. Now, Liverpool got a very big victory this weekend as well. Took care of Aston Villa pretty easily. But the big story there is Mo Salah and his future. And is he going to go to Saudi Arabia? He's only 31 years of age. Here's Jurgen Klopp on Mo Salah's future.
I didn't realize a little bit of a disruption during the whole week, besides answering questions about it, but not from people inside, just from people outside. So I have no clue. Nobody came to me and told me something could happen or whatever on Friday, nothing. And I'm pretty sure I would have got a call, but I didn't. And Mo didn't look for a second like he thought about anything else than about Aston Villa.
Yeah, just to close on Mo, Nick Dominic said after the game he's told the players he wants to stay, he will definitely stay, and I presume he's told you that as well.
No, he didn't tell me, but he didn't have to. He speaks with training performances, with behavior. We had meetings this week, and the meeting were not about what we did in the past. It was about what we will do in the future.
So that's the head man talking about Mo Salah. He rejected $189 million, I think Liverpool rejected that, from a Saudi delegation that has come to England. I think it's for Al Ittihad. But players have come out. The new player, Dominic Shoboshli, and I'm not pronouncing that right, revealed post-match that Mo Salah is sticking around. He said that to Liverpool fans. Even former Liverpool star Michael Owen has implored Liverpool, you got to keep Salah, don't let him move to Al Ittihad. Andy Robertson, the outstanding wingback, said, quote, for us, there's no concern he's leaving. The truth is, and this is what Jurgen Klopp said, I'm just taking his words here, but this is so true. He talks about Salah as a model of consistency as a player. Now, this is, I think, for people that are thinking, how can you not take that money and rebuild your team? He's 31 years old. But he spoke to the model of consistency that Mo Salah brings day in and day out. Doesn't get injured. So he's money in more ways than one. This is me talking now. You know what you get. This is one of the greatest footballers on the planet. He's in the class of Lionel Messi. So you can make the argument you want to take the money for Salah, which could be around, what, £200 million or something. I don't know. There's all kinds of numbers out there. It's ridiculous money. If he wants the money, he'll go. But he's got too much top-level football in him to go to the elephant's graveyard of Saudi Arabia right now. He needs to be in Europe for his legacy. And he's another humble, Messi-like type of athlete. He's Shaggy. First time I heard Shaggy was in the Caribbean. I like Shaggy. Somebody might have been playing Shaggy today on Labor Day here in Houston at a barbecue. Kind of like this. Okay, well, we better get to a commercial break here. We got more to talk about. We're going to talk some Houston Dynamo when we come back. We're going to talk some Houston Dash. We're going to talk Champions League and a little bit on Santiago Jimenez. So we're going to try to jam a lot into this next segment here. We'll take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. A big shout out here, as always, to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. LamontBrands.com. Get your Soccer Matters t-shirt. All proceeds go to the Snowdrop Foundation, a 501c charity. We got hats over there as well, trucker hats. I had mine on today. The 501c charity Snowdrop Foundation provides scholarships to cancer patients, awareness, fundraising. LamontBrands.com. My good friends Jerry and Mel Lamont down there. You got any printing needs, these are the guys. LamontBrands.com. Set your mind at ease. Don't you tickle my foot bottom, baby, please. Don't you play with my nose, cause I'm a hachoom sneeze.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
By el polaco, no. De Barcelona, Lewandowski, de penal, sí, 2-1.
Lucas Vázquez sees the gap, goes for it, winds it up, Soria spills it!
How about that? Barcelona 2-1 over Osasuna, who last year got all the way to the Copa del Rey. Lewandowski, the penalty for the win there for Barcelona, 2-1 at Osasuna. And then you got another transfer making it happen. Jude Bellingham, a stoppage time game winner for Real Madrid, 2-1 over Getafe, who was one of the clubs that apparently had some interest in the Dynamo's Coco Carrasquilla. That's gone kind of quiet right now. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's talk a little bit of Houston Dynamo. Remarkable run here over the span of 2 weeks. 5 games in 14 days. You've seen the coach, Ben Olsen, with some rotation that has worked out wonderfully. Great results. They come back this past weekend. Nil-nil draw at the LA Galaxy. The Galaxy needed the 3 as well in that one. So the Dynamo right now sitting in a good place. 11-10-6. Excellent defensively all year long. I don't think there's any question about that in the team shape and the competitiveness. A lot of this has come through the revamping and restructuring of a roster with guys that are much more competitive, it seems like, much more desirous. The team shape, the compactness, all of that has looked good and looked pretty good in the beginning, really. There was a lot to build off early on. Structurally good. The understanding has obviously grown, I think. But look, with an improved team shape, a narrower team, and a midfield as good as any in the league, you would expect that stuff. And that stuff has grown and gotten even better. That's a success from the word go. The big question was chance creation. It's debatable in certain games how good the chance creation was. But the big question was scoring goals in the final third. That has happened over the last 2 weeks. Goals have rained in consistently. Corey Baird. Coco pick up goals in consecutive games. So that's the question now. So have we found a center forward? Maybe. Let's hear from the head coach, Ben Olsen, And here's what he had to say over the course of the last 2 weeks. He's got to be pleased.
Overall, pleased with the point, and had some looks. They had some looks. We had some breaks. They had some breaks. It was a wild affair. It looked like a third game in a week or six in 2 weeks, and it's just tired legs all around. But you know, I'm pleased with the last 2 weeks. I mean, we picked up a bunch of points in the league, and won an Open Cup semifinal. So it was a good 2 weeks to get away from now each other for a couple of days, a well-earned break from everybody, and we'll get back to work next week.
So here's what Ben Olsen put out. Andrew Tarbell came in. My understanding is Steve Clark got sick or had some kind of wasn't feeling well. Daniel Starris at left back against his old team. Ethan Bartlow, Mikael, Griffin Dorsey. Luis Casado got a start. What an important signing he is. It gives Artur a rest. Hector Herrera, you're not getting him off the field, even if you want to. Kowalczyk, and then the front three of Quiñones, Baird, and Bossy. Now, everybody knows head coaches have to get their star player, and in this case, a big star, Hector Herrera. They have to be in their camp. There's no question. So you have to listen to your star player. There's no question. And I think there's a great relationship going on there between Ben Olsen and Hector Herrera. So that's a real positive. That may have been a tough thing for Apollo Nagamura as a first-year head coach to figure out in his defense a little bit. But you have to concede to your superstar. The way the Dynamo plays the game now, and this ability now to play in combination and tight and break people down in small windows of space, this is all Hector Herrera driven. Because Hector Herrera didn't want to come to MLS and sit as a deep-lying midfielder and hit long balls. Not that he can't do that, but he's got a free reign like he's never had at Atletico Madrid. You can tell he's enjoying his football. He's putting a whale of an effort in. I mean, the first 45 minutes, he was unbelievable. He was back tackling people, cutting crosses out, picking the ball up, distributing things over a range of distance. Then all of a sudden he'd show up in the attacking third and he's playing all the combination play with the tricks and flicks. I mean, this guy is the best kept secret in Houston, Texas, Hector Herrera, when it comes to sports value and entertainment. I just wish more people were coming to watch him play. It hurts me inside when, you know, we're doing the Columbus game and there's just phenomenal soccer players out there, real quality. Two good teams, ambitious coaches. And the stadium's, I mean, I have to say it, it's empty. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like there's people in the stadium. So, back to Hector Herrera. Exceptional. The Dynamo looked sharp from the start. And again, that tight play, that possession-oriented, that is demanded by Herrera. And it is a much different playing style than we've seen historically here. One, because of its implementation and execution and plan put out by a coach and a staff and a general manager and a sporting director, but also because it takes into consideration the desires of the designated player, Hector Herrera. And he's loving it, and he's wonderful to watch. And Ben Olsen's loving it, because he's letting it happen too. The Dynamo protected their box well against the LA Galaxy and Ricky Pooch. I mean, Ricky Pooch picked up balls and started running and everybody got excited. But once he got around the box, the Dynamo were excellent. And they have been excellent. They've only conceded 31 goals this year. They are built on defending. Yes, they are narrower. Only Nashville, Cincinnati, Dallas are better defensively, and Seattle. I think they've conceded less than 31 goals. The Dynamo have conceded 31, equal to Orlando, New England, and Philadelphia. But the Dynamo are one of the best. You know, they're tied for fifth in goals conceded in the league. That's impressive. That's impressive. But this midfield is just so improved. And then there were these moments where, you know, players were tried in certain areas, and this is the beauty of MLS because you have time to figure things out. So Amin Bassi was out wide in the beginning. He wasn't impactful. And then Ben Olsen and his staff figure out we have to get him and keep him in the interior of the team. One from an attacking perspective because he's good in small spaces, and two, because when the ball's lost, he can help us more defensively there with a quick 5, 10, 15-yard sprint to put pressure on people in our repress, and hopefully we get the ball back and, you know, it leads to direct chances on goal. Look, the Dynamo can play direct too. They've proven that. So there is variety. The question is, will they continue to execute and score goals? Is Corey Baird, you know, the center forward for the rest of the season? Is he going to take us to the promised land? Is it goals by committee? But there's buy-in to Ben Olsen and what he's doing. There's no question. There's no question. They're competitive. They come out to play, and I love that about this team right now. And you let Hector. He's guiding the team. He's leading. He's orchestrating. He's directing. He's conducting. Come up with every adjective you can ever come up with. And his fitness, yes, he gets tired in games, but you have to remember the amount of work he does, the amount of getting on the ball, the amount of creating angles so he can get on the ball, the amount of thinking he does. I mean, this guy's mind is you know, his decision-making and the way he sees things, it's quicker than most. It's quicker than most. And then you have the emergence of Griffin Dorsey, too, who all of a sudden gives you a whole new dimension. By the way, where you are now has a lot to do with Griffin Dorsey. Securing the right back spot, and that has a lot to do with the Leagues Cup, where Ben Olsen gave him the opportunity to play more. And if you haven't heard our interview with him, you should get it. You can go to Spotify, you can go to Google, go to Apple, subscribe to the podcast. You listen to Griffin Dorsey because there's a lot of soccer players out there who mope, and when they're not getting opportunity, they mope, their guard drops, they're not training like a first-team player, so when their time comes, they're not ready. And this goes for youth players, too. Don't mope. Train. Be prepared when your opportunity comes. You'll learn a lot from the Griffin Dorsey interview. And then you got other great areas of wonderful leadership. Steve Clark in goal. Artur. Franco Escobar's been exceptional, playing left back and making these underlapping runs. And, you know, he was brought in to be the right back. And he's been able to attack from the left back position. He's been exceptional. He's got that, you know, Argentine chutzpah that we like too, right? He's got that edge. He's got that beautiful edge that we like. So, the Dynamo are going to get a break now. You know, another thing. Let's just think about this. And by the way, Corey Baird had a great chance in the first half, denied by Bond for L.A. But Corey Baird last year was criticized heavily. It was a completely different team. Completely different supporting structure. So, the idea that Pat Onstad and company would look at this team and then pick out the couple pieces that they wanted to keep here that they probably felt once they put a better roster together, it would enhance how well they play and it would lift them. So remember Corey Baird last year didn't have a great season. Had a great couple games at the end of the year when Kenny Bundy was the interim coach. And everybody was wondering, you're going to sign him or not? I even asked Pat Onstad that. Well, they ultimately signed him. So this ultimately comes out to being a great move by Pat Onstad. So you got to credit the Dynamo for keeping him. Now, I do know I believe, has an incentive-based contract, so it makes him even hungrier, I think, in some ways. So, Baird is the center forward for the moment. Kowalczyk, the Polish player, also fits in nicely because he's a worker and he's got good technique into this type of a team. So there's a lot of thought going in to some of these signings. But this is about the final third and scoring goals to make it all come together and make it look good to everybody. And there's been a lot of good things going on before that as it's been built. So we'll see. The run into the playoffs. Dynamo are close. They're sitting on 39. You're probably going to need, be safe, another 10. But, you know, we've seen teams get in at 47 into Major League Soccer. Okay. 713-780-3776 if you got a thought on the Houston Dynamo. 713-780-3776 is the number. We did the Dash game last night on AT&T Sportsnet. The Dash are 4 wins, 6 losses, 8 draws. 33rd minute, Michelle Olosia, who played so well for Nigeria in the World Cup, got sent off. Got a throw in, lost control of her touch. The unfortunate thing is where she received the throw in, she was the last defender and goes into this tackle and has to foul, and she's deemed the last defender and they send her off. It was too bad because it happened in the 33rd minute. So Houston Dash and Sam Lady had to play 2/3 of the game down a player. They just don't have it in attack. They just, you know, it's so tough for them. It's so tough. Playoff team last year, Ebony Salmon had 9. They signed Diana Ordonez in the offseason. That was exciting signing. 11 goals in 12 games last year for North Carolina. The two of them combined for 20 goals last year. They only have 3. Chance creation, I think, at times has been a problem for them. Yet, they are the number one team in the league defensively, you know, anchored by Jane Campbell in goal and Katie Lind playing very well. Katie Lind was exceptional against San Diego. But they've only scored 12 goals. It's not good enough. Just not going to be good enough. They're not out of the playoffs. 4 matches to go, 12 points available, but they've only got 1 more home game against Angel City. So that's the update there. Usual suspects, Portland and North Carolina, 1 and 2 in the league, and San Diego, number 3. All right, Mexicans abroad right now. Santiago Jimenez. Let's get a goal call from Santi. He had a pair of goals in a 6-1 victory over 5-1 victory over Utrecht in the Netherlands.
Después de esta la comentamos porque se viene Santi Jiménez, el remate de cabeza y adentro. ¡Hugo! Santiago Jiménez aparece apenas al minuto 7 del partido. Se duerme la defensa del Utrecht y con la cabeza alcanza.
That's your future striker, Mexico. You just got it from me for free. It's something that's not obvious. It's under the radar. I'm telling you, Santi Jiménez is your striker. Play him there, please. El Tri fans, you know what I'm talking about. You know I'm being sarcastic as well. 703-780. Give me another Santi in Spanish. That's lifting me up here on Labor Day.
Ya lo lleva al último tercio del terreno de juego, el disparo. La suerte incluida para Santiago Jiménez. Hugo.
Okay, so there's Santi. He got a pair. 5-1 win over Utrecht in the Netherlands. And we also know that Chucky Lozano has headed back to PSV after his time at Napoli. So that's good stuff right there. This is a song by the Rolling Stones called The Monkey Man, and some news coming out from them this week. Champions League, well, I do think we have one group that seems to stand out above all others, and that is Group F, Paris Saint-Germain, Dortmund, Milan, and Newcastle. That's Christian Pulisic's group. We'll get to more group stage talk here next week. Got a great second hour coming up. Quinn Bishop of Cactus Music, Brad Smith, Owen Coyle, the former Dynamo manager, coaching in India, Sebas Ferreira, this is courtesy of Bayou City Soccer, 2 starts, 3 subs appearances, only 3 shots, none on target, 211 minutes, he probably went there not fit because he wasn't playing games, so it's not really a surprise. University of Houston, women's soccer, 5-0-1, 7-1 victory over LA Tech. That's Louisiana Tech. Also beat Rice. Jaime Frias, the head coach, grew up playing here in Houston. But their real competition will begin in September 14th, Texas Tech in the Big 12. Texas A&M has won 3-1, lost 1-0 to a very good Texas Christian. And Texas Longhorns smashing SMU 6-0. Lexi Misimo, Trinity Byers, 2 of the top talents in the country. They're scoring goals, assists, like there is no tomorrow. All right, we'll take a break. We're coming up. We got more to come here. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, presenting Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.